Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia said it will not carry out a Christmas time ceasefire after nearly 10 months of war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said this week Russia should start withdrawing by Christmas as a step to end the conflict. Moscow rejected the proposal, saying Ukraine must accept the loss of territory to Russia before any progress can be made. The U.S.-Africa summit in Washington will feature high-level discussions today, with President Biden hosting a session on partnering on Agenda 2063, the African Union's strategic vision for the continent, according to the State Department. On Wednesday, Biden told the African leaders that the United States is all in on Africa's future, laying out billions in promised government funding and private investment.
The United States is committed to supporting every aspect of Africa's inclusive growth and creating the best possible environment for sustained commercial engagement between Africa companies and American companies. The United States is all in on Africa's future.
Convicted Congolese warlord Bosco Ntaganda has been transferred from the International Criminal Court to Belgium to start a 30-year sentence for war crimes, according to the tribunal, dubbed the Terminator. Ntaganda led a reign of terror in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo in the early 2000s. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake originating in the waters off Taiwan's eastern coast shook the island Wednesday, but no injuries or major damage were immediately reported. Buildings in Taipei shook for about a minute, and the subway briefly paused operations to ensure the safety of all those on board. For more details, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Reserve boosted its key interest rate for the seventh time this year, reinforcing its inflation fight. Get more on that story from the AP's Sagar Mirghani.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell notes a welcome drop in inflation the past 2 months.
But we need to be honest with ourselves.
Prices remain too high.
It's good to see progress, but let's just understand we have a long ways to go.
So the Fed is hiking its benchmark rate again by a half point, lower than the 3/4 point boost in its last 4 meetings. Powell says more increases are coming, though likely at a slower pace, as the Fed looks to see the full impact of its already aggressive moves. Sagar Mirghani, Washington.
There's a change in policy on an account that tracked Elon Musk's jet. We get more on that story. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Twitter has suspended an account that used publicly available flight data to track Elon Musk's private jet, despite a pledge in November by the social media platform's new owner to keep it up because of its free speech principles. Tweets from the widely followed @ElonJet account are no longer viewable. Started in 2020 by then-teenage programmer Jack Sweeney, the account automatically posts maps of the private jet's flights. Sweeney runs similar bot accounts tracking other celebrities' airplanes. His account's tracking private jets used by Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and various Russian oligarchs were still on Twitter as of Wednesday, as were his accounts tracking Musk's jet on rival social platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Around 100,000 National Health Service nurses in Britain will strike today in their first ever national walkout over a pay dispute with the government. Nurses won a 19% pay raise, arguing they have suffered a decade of real-term cuts and that low pay means staff shortages and unsafe care for patients. So far, the government has refused to discuss pay. And the Mexican government has dismantled a massive migrant camp in the southern state of Oaxaca, where tens of thousands of migrants have obtained temporary transit documents on their way to the United States border. The move comes just days before a December 21st deadline set by the United States federal judge to end asylum restrictions that have been used to expel asylum seekers crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. And a key U.N. committee has again blocked Myanmar's military junta from taking the country's seat at the United Nations, according to two well-informed U.N. diplomats. The decision means that Kia Motun, Myanmar's ambassador at the U.N., will remain on the job. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.